Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
I am Beta.
And this is Mustafa.
Yeah. And once again, we have the chance to be next to you, the youth generation, which I think it's a pleasure to be, first of all, a candidate at this generation and then have the chance to talk to this generation.
So, the topic that I want to talk about is probably a very relevant topic. And because I'm also studying psychology
here
in Hausa, so it's much more closer to, you know, sort of my field. And that is about, you know, depression. Depression is a huge problem today, I think.
It is.
You know, among the youth, among even elders, unfortunately. And I'm sure we've all experienced it at some point in our lives. By the way, it's normal to be depressed at some times.
Yeah, okay?
There's like a normal level of depression that we all go through, right? Our moods are never meant to be stable. They go
exactly.
up and down, right? But for some people, that could be much more severe, right?
Yeah.
And I believe you're studying medicine, right?
Yeah.
So you would also have some insight into this. What do you think? What are ways to sort of maybe resolve this or help someone who's depressed?
Actually, depression is seriously common, a common disorder among all the people, specifically youth generation. And I believe the main reason that youth generation is more depressed than the older generation is that they are more ambitious. You know, they have high expectations that cannot be met sometimes.
Yeah, right? I don't think it's because, I think it's good to have high expectations and ambitions, okay?
No, it's good to have high expectations.
Because those motivate you.
That you can reach. But unfortunately, nowadays, because of the era that we are living in, like social media, like celebrities, for example, everyone wants to be rich. Everyone wants to be that. Everyone wants to be famous.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
You're saying like their goals, they're setting themselves such high goals, which they may never reach.
Exactly. Right?
That's true. That is, by the way, in psychology, we do study that. Sometimes somebody's, like, it's related to motivation.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes somebody's motivation may fall because they're setting such high expectations, right?
Exactly.
They want to have a balance between like their motivation and what they can reach.
Yeah, and another way that I can approach to this problem is their perfectionism. You know, they are perfectionists. They feel like they have to be the best in every era, in every field. And it's not like that. Life is not like that. Because they don't have the true understanding and true background of the real life. When they go to universities, when they go to a new job for the first time, they feel like they're confused. They lack experience, because their parents didn't teach them the principles of surviving in this difficult world. And the thing is, this life is becoming more violent than the past. Okay? We have competitions. We have to kill or be killed. And that point of view will lead to our depression, okay?
Well, I had a sort of different angle to this, by the way.
Yeah.
The, you know, one scientific, or I would say chemical reason behind that depression is lack of dopamine, for example.
Yeah, for sure.
So dopamine is a hormone that our brain produces, you know, when we feel pleasure. So, for example, when you eat chocolate, when you have a good dinner, when you watch a movie, when you have a laugh, you know, your brain produces dopamine. The problem today is that because of, like, let's say your phone, there's like so many things which stimulate dopamine
that you become numb.
Yeah, it becomes numb almost. You don't produce as much. And then you're always looking for the next high or the next thing to produce that dopamine. And that can be a cause of depression, right?
Yeah.
So how to deal with that? We'll come back after the break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So we're back from the break, and I was speaking about, you know, lack of dopamine, you know, that can be a cause of depression.
Yeah.
Because we're always like, for example, whenever I pick up my phone, right, and let's say I turn on social media and someone's liked my photo or whatever, that can produce a little bit of dopamine.
Yeah.
Now I want the next. So if I know someone who said the way to deal with it, by the way, is just sit for 1 hour and do nothing.
Do you think you can do that? No, I cannot do that. Seriously, I cannot do that.
So if you go into the past, you'll see that let's say our parents or our grandparents, they didn't get bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They say we never get bored.
You know,
the reason we get bored is because we're always being stimulated.
Yeah.
The idea behind sitting for 1 hour and doing nothing is to not be stimulated, right? And that can help sort of like bring your mood and everything. It's basically a form of meditation even. You know, a lot of people use meditation for these kind of things. So that was my angle on it.
I believe that your angle is specific, and I loved it, by the way. And it's really true because since my childhood, I saw my grandparents that they were, for example, sitting somewhere reading a book for hours and hours, and they didn't get bored. They felt like amused, and they enjoyed the time. But I was like, I have to do something special. I'm bored. I want to do this. I want to do that. I turned on the TV. I changed the channels, and you know, I was searching for these dopamine releasing triggers, and this is the exact thing that is happening in our adulthood again, that we are searching for these dopamine, and sometimes unfortunately we go for some drugs, even some prescribed drugs like SSRI, which again has its own consequences and its own bad results in our brain.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about that. You know, sometimes depression can be very severe, and you know, you should go and see a doctor if that's needed. You know, there are signs and symptoms behind that. That if somebody's sick, then they definitely need medicine for that. But a much better way is to definitely, you know, try to improve your lifestyle. You know, if you're depressed with your lifestyle, you need to change it, right?
Sport, I believe, is the answer to depression.
Sports, there's so many ways to deal with it, right? You can consult people, you can ask people, sports. You know, the thing about being stimulated, by the way, is that even our parents, like, sometimes I see that parents see their kids that are doing nothing. Like, oh, you're doing nothing. Like, why don't you turn on the TV? Why don't you go and read this? Why don't you... In reality, it's actually very good for them, for kids, to just be bored for a while. Did you know that boredom creates creativity?
Nice.
It's a source of creativity. Because when a child has nothing to do, they will be much more creative in what they're doing, right? They'll come up with new ways of doing things. So one thing is, you know, allow your child to be bored. It's fine. Like, it's not a problem. If they're just sitting there, let them do that.
Yeah.
It's good for them. It's not actually bad for them. And that applies to adults as well. You know, you don't always have to be doing something. Allow yourself to just relax and, like, you know, do nothing for a while.
And another thing that I want to mention here is about the times that we're depressed. You know, we feel like we have to cut our connection with everybody else out there, and we have to sit in a room, I don't know, listening to depressed songs, and I don't know, make our profiles on social medias like black. And these are the things that youth generation do almost when they feel like they're depressed. And this is the wrong way. It's like, for example, whenever you get poisoned, instead of using the antidote to that poison, you are putting an extra dose of poison on that. This is like that. I believe whenever you feel like you're depressed, you have to go out there, you have to go outside, you have to talk to your friends, and this process of communication with people will help you to regain actually your power to rebuild your personality.
You're right. Distraction and distracting yourself from your like problems is definitely a technique to sort of deal with this. I had a teacher that, you know, he lost his daughter during COVID, and then he also lost his niece during COVID, right?
So suicide.
And then two or three other people died in his family as well. And he's a therapist, like he does therapy. And he told us that, you know, there are times when I thought my brain would explode, you know, like because of sadness. And he said the way I dealt with it is I went to the store to buy potatoes. You know, I went watered the garden.
Yeah.
I went and played with, like, you know, the kids in the house. So a lot of times we do need other people in our lives to help us and to distract us from whatever that issue or challenge is.
Yeah.
So that is one technique, definitely. You're right.
Thank you.
what would you say, you know, as a doctor or maybe just as a person, like, what are other solutions that you can maybe think of? Like,
yeah. Yeah. At first, I have to mention that I'm not a doctor.
Oh, sorry.
I have a long way
You're a
to
candidate.
Be a doctor.
You're a doctor candidate. Yeah.
I'm a student. At least I'm a student right now. And the point is, sometimes, you know, when you're under a lot of pressure and you're not organized, it will lead you to depression.
Definitely.
Yeah. And this is one of the reasons that I'm depressed, because I always have a lot of things to do, have a lot of ideas on my mind, but I do nothing about them. I just let them go. And this letting them go will kind of feel like my mind is exploding out of information. And there should be a way for you to sometimes keep your brain empty. Just don't think about anything. You have exam tomorrow. You have, you're under debt. You have, I don't know, you have to do this and that. That's okay. You can relax and not to think about it. Okay? And I believe another method that we can use is to write down your ideas. If you have anything to do, if you have any bad ideas about something, if you had a friend that you didn't like and now you had an argument and now that's the reason that you're upset, then write it down. Sometimes it can work.
Definitely. I think, you know, planning your days, you know, planning your life, scheduling your days and your activities definitely helps, you know, for you to sort of stay on track on what you want to do and keep you active and motivated.
Exactly.
Right? There's another dimension to this that I feel like we haven't really touched upon is, you know, asking God for help. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of times, I think people will turn like and say, oh, I'm depressed. What should I do? And what you'll find online is they'll say meditation many times, right? That's something that comes up. And I see a lot of people doing that. And there's nothing really negative about it. But I feel, you know, our prayer, our five daily prayers and our extra prayers, for example, they're our form of meditation.
Yeah.
Right? They're our form of sort of quieting the mind and focusing on, you know, God, for example. And that can greatly help sort of in many, many ways. You know, God is there. He's there to help you, you know. He's saying, like, whenever you're down, call on me.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, even when you're happy, you have to call on me, right? We have a verse of the Quran where God says, "Uduni astajib lakum," right? And this verse, by the way, is not like, it doesn't have any conditions on it. It's not only for Muslims.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. He says, call on me and I will answer you.
This is so beautiful. Okay?
There's no conditions in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, like, you have to be a very pious person. He doesn't say you have to be this. He says, anyone who calls upon me, and that doesn't mean that he'll start necessarily, you know, he'll call your phone or he'll answer you. He can answer you many different ways.
Exactly. Okay? And the thing is, we have so many verses in Holy Quran that we created human in difficulty. And there are so many difficulties in your life. There are so many obstacles. Just look at them as a test. You are here because you had the potential to be here, the potential capacity to be here. And believe in yourself. Sometimes you underestimate yourself. Sometimes you feel like you're not powerful enough to defeat all these problems. But you are. You have this power in yourself because Allah Almighty Himself put this power in you and in your soul. So I believe actually strengthening this bond between you and Allah Almighty is the best way, the best remedy towards all these depression story and so on.
And many times when we talk about psychology or depression, we're really talking about our soul, right?
Yeah.
A lot of those, so, you know, if our soul doesn't get its sort of nourishment, its food or what, that's a lot of times when we do become depressed, right? When we're away from God, you know, we feel depressed. So strengthening our spirituality is one way of sort of resolving that. And I was listening to, you know, one of our scholars here. He's a prominent scholar here. And he was saying, you know, we haven't been taught as kids that we have a soul. That, you know, that soul is under development constantly.
Yeah.
Right? And it's almost like another body, right? Always have hope that you'll get better.
Exactly. So I hope this episode would be a trigger for you to go and find the happiness of your life and strengthen your bond with Allah Almighty. May Allah bless all of us and put peace in our hearts. So, wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaykum. Wassalamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.